And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Crime surge sparks a fear in Lusaka's Misisi compound. Over 300 houses in Luansha's Kamirenda area to benefit from piped water project. And in African news, a sixth dead in Kenya medical small plane crash. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Lusaka's Misisi compound have continued to complain about the high crime rate in that community. Speaking to a Kumbon Radio News crew that visited the community, the residents have lamented that crime and attacks from junkies have become the order of the day in Misisi compound, a situation they have attributed to lack of police presence. The residents have stated that junkies have taken advantage of the lack of a police patrols to terrorize members of the community even during daytime. They have since appealed to their area councillor to engage the police on the need for patrols in order to restore law and order in the community. Over 300 houses in Luansha's Kabirenda area and Dabuteko Ward are said to be connected to piped water through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, cash for work component. Ward Development Committee Chairperson Jimmy Chisunkulu says residents in the area have gone without access to piped water for more than 6 years. Mr. Chisunkulu revealed that over 250 people have been engaged under the Cash for Work initiative to lay water pipes from Kafulafuta to Kamirenda, covering a stretch of 600 meters. He said the development is expected to ease the water challenges that have long affected the community.
Guys who are digging, we are making a trench. This trench is in connection with the Kafulu water storage because we've got more than 300 houses that are not having water for more than 5-6 years. So at least with the connection of the Kafulu, we are trying to install pipes that can supply all these houses, about 300 houses, about 2 months. That is for March, about 138. Then for April, it's 146. So that's the total we have.
Residents of Kawama Pioneer Grove area in Chifubu constituency in Dola district have received their first ever market shelter and ablution block in the area. The project was funded by the capital funding under the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development and the 2023 CDF allocation, costing 1 million kwacha and 700,000 kwacha respectively. Speaking during the commissioning, Kawama Ward Area Councillor Francis Kabwe states that the coming of the market shelter is not just to enhance trade, but is a symbol of unity among the leaders to take development to the entire constituency.
Buying this market, this is more than just a place to buy and sell. It is a symbol and collective effort to build a strong, vibrant buying group. As your area councillor, I am proud to be part of this project and believe that this market will be catalyst for the economic growth, creating opportunities.
Meanwhile, Chifubu constituency member of parliament Lloyd Luosha has appreciated the Ward Development Committee WDC for considering the area, saying that Pioneer Grove area never had any marketplace since independence.
Ukuisa history ya konsuenzi yetu, Kawama tayatara kwa tapo market shelter ila msangoyo ukufuma kwa tuwa kuchelogu ntungwa tuwa niko itama mteko haya kusana kusana nero mteko kwa UPND panjuna kukwata agenda ya imela iisuma iya kula ngurukila kwa bantu eta lenge nero ubumbuku ule mule munapa.
And Copper Belt Province Minister Elisha Matambo, who was represented by the Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa, urged the beneficiaries to utilize the market, stating that there should not be a case where vending continues despite the building of the market shelter. The community campaign to end child marriage in Mukushi has intensified its efforts to curb early marriages, calling for increased support to extend sensitization programs to remote schools. Campaign coordinator Father Amos Kapande says although progress has been made in delivering awareness messages to some schools, many in outlying areas remain underserved and at a high risk of child marriage. He has appealed to relevant authorities to strengthen support for community outreach, especially in rural schools, where access to information is limited. Father Kapande has further urged the traditional leaders to take an active role in promoting the campaign within their chiefdoms, emphasizing that collective action is essential to protect children and secure their future.
Misakamba, open area, and progress of the school project. At the moment, the school area has been cleared. We are just waiting for a contractor to come to start work. As a community, we have done everything, so we are just pleading from council. Please, if they can make it, this issue as urgent, because community they are very anxious for that project to see it in progress.